As I was walking to church from my house this morning, I couldn't seem but wonder. I looked for Christmas trees who were tossed, but I couldn't find any. Then I couldn't seem but wonder, Christmas is about to be over for the world tomorrow. Shopping and commercials and foods and pictures and holiday flavored drinks. We all had the days of shopping for the loved ones and relatives, and we attended parties, and some of us even endured family gatherings, which could only be bared with a few glasses of something more than eggnog, because we feel like we're forced to listen to the same conversations over and over each year. But at the end of the day, most Christmas trees in the city of Clayton probably will be tossed tomorrow morning, and gifts will be in shelves. And the question that I ask myself, what was it all about anyway? Surely there is something more to this celebration than overeating and stressing and filling our lives with things we didn't need to begin with. So let us ponder the meaning of this Christmastide in the face of our earthly reality. We heard in a moment ago from John's Gospel, in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of all people. And Christ's child's light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So this baby that we are remembering today brings light and life into our dark world. And that's good news, because we live in the darkness of the world. We live with war and human devastation and greed and torture and oppression. But we also live with the darkness of our own selves, in our hopelessness and sickness and addiction and depression and uncharity. And people of the Old Testament also live with the same afflictions and continued to make idols and turn away from God in many ways of faithlessness, time and time again. So we live in the times of darkness and suffering. So then, what is the light the Gospel of John talks about that shines so brightly in the darkness? That light is about God pouring his own self into human form and temporarily laying aside eternity, glory, and omnipotence, and humbling himself to enter into a body of a vulnerable baby and choosing to depend on a mother to care for him. The powerful message we proclaim in Christmastide year after year is the bodily, material revelation of God to the world. A self-emptying love descending to his own, even at the risk of his own not accepting him. It's about God choosing to come to us by humbling himself and taking a chance to suffer for us while knowing we were going to deny him again and again. In this world, we struggle and we suffer, but what God has done for us is not necessarily taking our suffering away, but come as one of us to suffer with us and give us a way to become children of God through the incarnation of Jesus Christ, his own flesh and his own blood. And through this act of humility, he provides for us a way to get to him that we can't through our own righteousness and by keeping the law. In the incarnation, the divine and human meat and flesh, but also in the Eucharist, we experience eternal time when the divine and the fruit of the earth meet in the context of the sacred banquet. Just as the incarnate Lord came in the flesh, the Holy Spirit also, every Sunday, every time we gather here, comes into the bread and wine and makes into the blood and body of Jesus Christ. And we who partake in that reality live in the fulfillment of the prophecy of the comfort and find joy in its truth. So as we are illumined by the child's light, not only the darkness of our souls is extinguished, but we shine in the world as members of that light. So in the end of time, the darkness of the whole world will be fully extinguished. Sin and judgment and repentance and redemption are the cycle of Israel we see in the Old Testament. But what God does with the birth of his son, that he ultimately breaks that and stops that for us by saying, I will be here on earth. The work will be done. The price will be paid. Redemption will no longer be a future hope. And it will be decisively accomplished as we behold his second coming. Human promises and human love will disappoint us through the brokenness of our flesh, but God's promises in Christ's child will never disappoint us. Of the Father's love is begotten into the world this morning in the person of Jesus, and that comfort surrounds us so profoundly, even in the midst of darkness and chaos of our lives. And especially, and because when we choose to turn away from our own way, repent and seek to do his will. Emmanuel, God is with us and dwelt among us. Through him, God has given us the ultimate gift, the salvation of our souls, and the communion of being with him through the eternity, through the coming of the Christ child. Because the gift is so great, so is our responsibility. So how are we to act personally in the face of this mystery this year? But if we truly believe in this truth of God's coming into the world in human form in order to meet us where we are, so then we should run out of these doors to share the true message of Christmas with the world, the beginning of healing and full restoration of the world by a birth of a baby. This reminds me of a song, a spiritual that I heard a couple of days ago. And it goes something like this. Sweet little Jesus boy, they made you be born in a manger. Sweet little holy child, we didn't know who you were. Do we know who he is? Because if we all do, there is no changing of the world back to normal. There is no living our lives, as this life-altering reality has not happened. And this means that we too can share in the light and gospel of Jesus as we shine in the darkness of this world. Christ is born among us, and that is the true meaning of Christmas. So let us approach the throne of grace in the sacrament of the altar and give thanks one more time for the beauty of this mystery and welcome this holy child, Jesus, into our lives so that we too might be filled with the grace and truth of his presence. Thanks be to God.